Hi, fans. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brandon Browner, and it's the night before the game. We are in Indianapolis, and Brandon, you know, you've kind of been a few games in now. How are you feeling? How is the defense gelling together at this point?
I think it's all coming together. You know, from day one, we had some things to iron out, clean up, and I think as the week go by, we're getting better and better, starting to mesh as a unit.
Well, your teammates have certainly spoken about your energy level, the excitement that you bring to the defense. Is that something that you use to your advantage when you're out there on the field?
I just try to be me, you know, like the game brings that up out of me, you know, like goes hand in hand. Like when the offense, like I said earlier, when Gronk makes a play, you know, I feel that energy from him, and I just try to be that same source of energy on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Colts. You guys are, you know, despite the bye week, before that, coming off of a game against a really stellar offense against the Denver Broncos. It doesn't get much easier tomorrow night against the Colts. What are you seeing in this offense, their receiving core, and how is it different or maybe a little bit similar to what you saw a few weeks ago?
It actually might be getting even tougher. You know, not to say anything bad about Peyton and his unit, but, you know, the Colts are leading the league in passing yards, if I'm not mistaken, other categories. You know, and T.Y. Hilton, he's playing like one of the best across the league. So, you know, we definitely have a challenge ahead of us against these guys.
All right. Well, last question, a real tough one for you. What kind of music do you like to listen to before the game? Something to maybe pump you up or maybe chill you out a little bit? What's your style?
It varies. You know, sometimes I like to be mellowed out before the game, and sometimes I like a turn up. So I like to mellow out, you know, leading up into the game, and then once I hit the field for warm-ups, I'll turn it up a little bit, you know, hardcore rap, you know.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Well, good luck, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, guys, so here's the thing about the Colts. They're led by quarterback Andrew Luck, who has thrown for at least 300 yards in the last seven straight games. Now, we all know that he's very capable of making plays on the ground as well. Here's the thing, though. He has turned the ball over nine times. So for that reason, I think that the Patriots defense certainly has the advantage in this matchup. Now, for an offensive perspective, Rob Gronkowski is not easy to cover by any means for any defense in the NFL, but this Colts defense specifically doesn't fare very well against tight ends so far this season, so it could be a long night for the Colts defense if Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski get off that fast start that we've seen in recent weeks. That will do it from Indy, and we hope you enjoy the game.